Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It is so good to be with you again as we continue on this week in Psalm 119. We read in verse number 4, "Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently." The word precepts has the idea of taking charge. It refers to God's directive to us. It's like the marching order he wants us to follow. The psalmist calls attention to the fact that it is God who is the author of the law. The word thou is emphatic. Another way to read this verse is, "Thou thyself has commanded us." This conveys a real sense of duty to keep his precepts diligently in our lives. For the person who desires to please the Lord, the obvious choice is to do it diligently, to obey his words. That really does make sense, doesn't it? I think it's always important for us to look at the one who has given the command or order to do something. Let me say that again. I think it's always important for us to look at the one who has given us the command or orders to do something. In this case, the psalmist is talking about God Almighty, the same person who commanded light to shine out of darkness, has commanded us and commanded us to keep and to live by his law. Think about this. If the sun, the moon, and the stars obey him, should we not also obey him? If we seek to bless God, we need to understand that our choice to keep his law is an obvious choice. To keep his word and to be blessed are tied together. And it's so important that we grasp that idea and that truth from God's word. To keep his word and to be blessed are tied together. Why does the natural man seem to fight against and seems truly to fight against and to keep God's law? Read what David told us about the law in Psalm 19. Let me read it to you. And if you get a chance, read it over there in Psalm 19. David wrote, "The law of the Lord is perfect. It's converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey, than the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping them there is great reward." Wow, did you notice the promise here? David said, in keeping them there is great reward. If we choose to keep his commandments and his precepts diligently, then God is going to reward us greatly. Again, I do want to underscore that fact. Who is the one that's rewarding us? It's God Almighty that promised to us that he is our shield and great reward. Nothing in the world, I believe, nothing in the world can be compared to God's presence in my life. This is the promise that he makes to us if we just simply seek to keep his words daily within our lives. So you might ask me, isn't there over 600 commandments in the Bible? And how can I keep, or how can I do all of them? Well, of course, that's a good question. And it can be overwhelming, but let's look at what Jesus said concerning the law. You see, Jesus boiled down the law down to two commandments when he said in Mark chapter 12, as one of the scribes came up to him, having heard them reasoning together and perceived that he had answered them well, he asked Jesus, this scribe, he says, "Which is the first commandment of all?" And Jesus answered him, "The first of the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." And that's an important point, to understand who the Lord is, that he's one Lord. "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God," notice, with all thine heart, It doesn't say part. It says all thine heart, with all thine soul, with all thine mind, and with all thine strength. And this is the first commandment. What do you think the Lord's talking about there? He says, if we do this, and if we give our all in loving him, and it really hits every part of our being, and with all of our heart, with all of our soul, all of our mind, and our mind, you know, it gets so active on so many different things, and with all of our strength, our physical strength, if we take all of our, you know, capacity of living, and if we love God with all of it, he says that in doing that, we're keeping the first commandment. Remember, Jesus says that all of the law boils down to two things. What's the second one? And the second one, he says, is like, namely this. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. This, there is no other commandments greater than these. Boy, I love it that Jesus keeps it simple. He really does for my life. He just simply says, to love him supremely, to love him with all of my heart. And the neighbors, those are the ones, the really, truly, who are your neighbors? Is the one, the people that are in your life this day. It could be at your workplace. It could be physically your neighbors. It could be family members. It could be, who you know, different people that come into your life. God wants us to extend his love unto them. Remember that we're just that conduit, that God wants to flow his love to those that we come in contact with. So we find Jesus simply telling us something similar to what God is telling us here in Psalm 119. What is that? That we need to love. This is what God desires for us. To love him supremely in our life and to love our neighbors. Truly, anybody that comes across our path. I have found in my life, if I choose to love my neighbors, if I choose to do what God would have me to do, if I choose to keep his commandments diligently within my life, that they might, you know, the thing is so cool about that, you could never, ever outgive God. As I'm loving people, as I'm passing out God's kindness onto other people, in return, God then so blesses me and extends his love to me. And I think it's so important that we make that choice to serve the Lord, that we make the choice to keep God's word hidden within our hearts and treasure it so that we might be all that God would have us to be even this day. So may God bless you and the choices that we make to keep God's word. Truly, it's my prayer is that we may learn to love the Lord our God more deeply each day and each moment, and then we might demonstrate his love to our neighbors. May God richly bless you. Until next time, this is Pastor Terry. God bless you.
Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647. May God richly bless you.